Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules.
Now that's not Carrie turning green here in studio. Oh no, that's of course a little something from the biggest Broadway musical of the last decade or so, Wicked. And music from Wicked, from The Wizard of Oz, and from The Wiz will all be featured this weekend with the annual Bangor Symphony Orchestra Pops concert entitled The Wonderful Music of Oz. And with more on that, we're happy to be joined in studio by BSO Music Director and Conductor Lucas Richmond. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me here, Rich.
Well, we're very excited about this weekend show. My goodness, three classics there from different time periods, but music that has been so incredibly popular now for what, 80 years.
That's exactly it. When I look at the scores that I have in front of me, I think, you know, it's not just a Pops concert that we're happening to do this weekend, but in fact, it is the continuation of a legacy that this music has really become part of our cultural DNA. If you hear the song Over the Rainbow, it conjures up so many different feelings because we've heard it in so many different instances, in this century and last century.
Yeah, and when you think about the work of Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, and those songs have they've become part of our culture and part of the great American songbook.
Exactly. And then the inspiration of L. Frank Baum's original series of books with Dorothy and her adventures in Oz have inspired so many more songs, and that includes the songs from The Wiz, and of course Wicked. I went to see Wicked on Broadway, and it was amazing to me to sit there in like the show had been running for already a year and a half, and I was sitting on the floor, and the entire show, half of the audience was singing along. Because they had taken this music to heart, they knew the whole score, and it was something that they loved, and because of that, they were embracing this Broadway tradition. That's what I loved. They were really getting it, why you go to live theater.
And The Wiz, while it was not exactly a critical success at the time, but the music was so great that that's endured. And you take a song like "Ease On Down the Road,"
which we will be doing.
Oh, and that's just going to be a great song in any era.
Absolutely. And we also have a "Goodbye Yellow Brick Road."
Very nice.
All these, you hear these songs. Oh, there's that. Oh, my goodness. You know, so to have these songs all in one evening is a real joy. We have with us three singers and a wonderful pianist. John Boswell is our pianist. The singers are Kelly Rabke, Scott Coulter, and Blaine Krause. And also we have a choir with us, a DeVisi choir, and of course, the Bangor Symphony. So a lot of people on stage bringing this music to life.
Well, it's wonderful. And this talented group of people you're bringing in, you started to share the story before we came on the air. Talk about the connection with Scott Coulter and how that came to be.
Well, I first met Scott doing concerts with, actually in Mazatlan, a Broadway sort of a concert with, and actually Kelly Rabke, who was also performing, was in that show and met Scott, and we became very good friends very quickly, and we've since done several shows together, and he puts together different packages of shows with symphony orchestras, and this Oz show came to be because of his association with Stephen Schwartz, the composer and of Wicked. Scott has been a performer with Stephen Schwartz on many of Stephen's own little performances. He tours playing his music at the piano, and Scott is part of his troupe. So Scott got a special dispensation to put this together and feature songs from Wicked that no one else could have gotten.
That's fantastic. And also looking at some of the other folks, Blaine Krause, who debuted in one of the big hits of two seasons ago, I think, on Broadway, The Great Comet, Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812.
Exactly. And Kelly Rapke herself was Eponine on Broadway in Les Mis, and also the narrator in the revival of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
What's interesting, too, is in all of these, whether it's in the original Wizard of Oz or The Wiz or in Wicked, there's also, and it's very timely, there's such a great theme of female empowerment going on as well.
Absolutely. It is a young lady finding her inner strength, finding herself and realizing what her contribution can be in the world, and you know, going on that journey, and then realizing that she has the power to do what she wants to do. She had it all along, right with her.
Absolutely. We're talking with Lucas Richmond of Bangor Symphony Orchestra, the Pops Concert, the Wonderful Music of Oz, this Sunday up at the Collins Center for the Arts. What does the Pops Concert do for the symphony in terms of exposing perhaps new people to what you do?
We, as you know, have a season of our classical concerts. So we do six classical performances a year at the Collins Center for the Arts. But we've been doing Pops concerts at least one a year for several years now. It started before I came here, and this is my eighth season already of the Bangor Symphony. The Pops concert, it gives us an opportunity to, first of all, show the flexible and diverse abilities of our musicians to play in any genre. And we've played from the music of The Beatles to John Williams to ABBA to whatever it's going to be, and in this case, the performing music that is from film and musical theater combined, it's a lot of fun. We reach audiences that don't normally come to our classical concerts, and you know, getting people into the seats at the Collins Center say, oh, you know, I really enjoy this. I like seeing a live orchestra. For many kids, as this is a very family friendly show, it might be the first time they're actually coming to hear an orchestra live. And we hear the orchestral music all the time. You're hearing it in movies, you're hearing it in the store, you're hearing wherever you go, you're hearing an orchestra perform. But how often do you get to hear an orchestra perform live and say, oh my goodness, people actually do that?
Well, it's wonderful. And I'm pretty sure, I'm certain, as a nearly lifelong resident, that there is no arts organization in this area that's been around longer than the Bangor Symphony Orchestra. It's such a gift to the community. And at times when giving is harder for some people, the economy has not been great. And we want to keep these arts organizations thriving and prospering as we continue along here. And any additional exposure that the symphony can get and bring in new fans of live music, that's got to be so vital to keep the organization going strong.
Well, as you say, the BSO has been part of the community for a very long time, and we are now in our 122nd season.
That's longer than I've been on the radio. It's hard to believe.
And one of the very cool things is that has happened for us this year is that we have now taken offices downtown. In the Nichols Block, we're at the Bangor Arts Exchange. We've identified this building where we are now. And in this space, the ballroom upstairs, the Bangor Symphony played and rehearsed over 100 years ago.
Right.
So we're really, really coming full circle to, the Bangor Symphony has been a vital a part of the community and the arts scene. Not just performing within the community, but also bringing people from away and exposing people all over to great music.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back in that space. By the way, tickets for this weekend's Pops Concert available at BangorSymphony.org and by phone through the Collins Center for the Arts box office. Their number, 1-800-622-TIXX. Tickets for youth start at just $18. It's a wonderful opportunity. And also a fun event coming up on Saturday
night on St. Patty's Day.
Yes, your soiree.
Yeah, if you want to make sure that you don't get pinched, wear your green for Emerald City.
Very nice. I like that.
Because our soiree is themed, for The Wizard of Oz, which we'll be performing in concert the next afternoon at 4 o'clock. at the Collins Center for the Arts. So on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, we have our annual symphony soiree, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have lots of things that are themed around the Wizard of Oz, not only Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man, but Mrs. Gulch and
just be careful getting in that balloon.
Yes.
You never know what's going to happen.
Don't know where it's going to take you.
Well, it sounds wonderful. The wonderful Music of Oz, the Pops concert this Sunday at the Collins Center for the Arts, Bangor Symphony Orchestra, and some very talented guest performers as well. Lucas Richmond, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.